So Boker Tov, that's good morning in Hebrew. It's a little loud. Boker Tov. But we have a special season right now. Thank you. We have a special season right now. It's the season of Chanukah.
No, Chanukah.
So to say happy holidays in Hebrew, you say Hag Sameach.
Happy holiday, Chinahima.
And to say happy Hanukkah, you say Chag Chanukah Sumeach.
Hanukkah Sumeach.
But we even say Merry Christmas in Hebrew. Chag Moldet Sumeach. There you go. So did you ever consider how Jewish Christmas is? What? You don't believe me? Well, since I come from a police background, let's look at the evidence. So God created a Jewish nation through a Jewish patriarch named Abraham.
And
God promised a Jewish Messiah, a Jewish Savior, would come through the Jewish bloodlines. But not just any bloodlines, through Isaac and Jacob, who was renamed Israel.
And
then God created a Jewish country named after the Jewish man, Israel.
And he filled
the Jewish land of Israel with Jewish people.
And
these Jewish people prayed to their God for a Jewish king through whom the Messiah would come and reign on a Jewish king's throne.
And
then all these Jewish people in this Jewish country waited for a Jewish woman to give birth to a Jewish baby. And this Jewish baby is going to save the Jewish
people. And
when the Jewish baby, this Jewish Messiah, was born, the announcements were given by angels to Jewish shepherds. And the shepherds went to worship the Jewish baby. What's not Jewish about
Christmas?
But if we didn't have the festival of
Hanukkah,
we would have no Christmas. There's a time called the intertestamental period between Malachi and Matthew. Usually it's a blank page in your Bible. But this is a very important page. Because it divides the Old Testament from the New Testament. And it's really just one continuous story. In the Old Testament, the Messiah says, I'm coming. And in the New Testament, he says, I'm here. Now, scholars like to tell us that that blank page represents 400 years of silence. Because no prophecy was spoken. No more writings were added to the Bible of the Old Testament. But was God really silent during those 400 years? In fact, the prophetic scriptures show that God was not silent at all. In fact, Daniel chapter 8 and 11 are so precise. That they actually believe the book of Daniel was written after Hanukkah. And it wasn't proven that Daniel was written before Hanukkah until we found the Dead Sea Scrolls. So the events prophesied by Daniel are right in the middle of the two testaments. And the prophecies are so accurate.
A prophet na akamsan se se hilamuna kichen linglinga omhi.
That the Jewish rabbis actually tell us not to study these prophecies.
Ju se atena hile hi prophecies se amatena a enlabel hi.
Because it tells us when the Messiah is coming.
Bahang yam jile hi se na gum pa hong pa ne tu ason corona a hi hang hi.
And in Judaism, the rabbis say you can't study Daniel until you're at least 30 years old.
Because
they say you're not mature enough until you're 30 to study the scriptures. That's probably why Jesus didn't start his ministry until he was 30. In fact, the rabbis tell us if you study the book of Daniel before you're mature enough, your bones will explode. I'm not kidding. I'm going to let him just read this to you. Can you see? You read here? That says, Rabbi Samuel said to Naimini. Can you read it? I don't know if it translates well, but what this says is that if you read the prophecies, your bones will be blasted. And it says that even though we wait for him, as it is written, though he tarry, we will wait for him. Very important. The rabbis say that your bones will literally explode if you study the prophecies.
And
this is from the Sanhedrin 97b, which is the writings of the rabbis. So look. So he says, the verses cited from Daniel, the Psalms, and Haggai were interpreted as to give a definite date for the advent of the Messiah.
And
then he says, the three verses refer to the Hasmonean, Herodian, and Bar Kokhbi reigns. But the advent of the Messiah is unknowable according to Rashi. And Rashi reiterates that your bones will explode if you study it.
And
he says that you can't calculate the Messiah's coming.
And
they say Habakkuk 2:3 proves it. Because if you prophesy the Messiah's coming, it'll be a false prophecy. But look at what Habakkuk 2:3 says. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false.
So
the very verse that the rabbis are saying proves that the prophecy will be false, says it won't be false.
Prophecy
But that's why they want you to be 30 to study the scriptures. Well, in order to tell you more about Hanukkah, we got to fill in some blanks. At the end of the Old Testament, Israel was ruled by the Persians. Now, Persian rule wasn't terribly bad. The Jews had a bit of self-government and self-religious freedom. You remember that Ezra and Nehemiah were stirring a great religious revival during that time. The law was being read and the walls were being rebuilt. It was a relatively good time for the Jews. Repentance, renewal, rebuilding was going on, and it was a time of hope. But that came to a screeching halt. You remember a guy called Alexander the Great?
Alexander the Great.
Does it want to go? There you go. So Alexander the Great comes on the scene, and he was a great and mighty warrior.
Greek there.
Now, amazingly, Daniel wrote all about Alexander 200 years before he came.
Daniel, Alexander the Great, Hong Pai Ma Kum Zani Kisapsea, Daniel Ason Sa Hihi.
Where did we get to? You want to go to Daniel 11, please? There you go. Listen to what it says in Daniel.
Daniel liat liat nama.
It's that's not the right one. It's Daniel 11, 3 and 4. I think it might be, there you go. Right there. All right. So this says, then a mighty king will appear who will rule with great power and do as he pleases. And after he appears, his empire will be broken up and partialed out to the four winds of heaven. It will not go to his descendants, nor will it have the power he exercised, because his empire will be uprooted and given to others. These verses are all about Alexander.
He says, Alexander too, Satnahi.
A mighty king who arose and did as he pleased. Alexander actually cried because there were no more lands to conquer.
Alexander the Great says,
with no more lands to conquer, he became an alcoholic and died very young. But after he appeared, the empire was broken up and parceled out to the four winds of heaven. Just as prophesied, it did not go to his descendants. It went to his four generals.
General Buchok Lee Kusungateng.
Now Alexander had children, but the land was divided into four and given to his generals.
Alexander Ta Nehi Ahia Abuchok De Lee Kusunga Angam Se Tabang Kiperatan Tamhi.
And none of Alexander's children inherit any land or any of his power.
Alexander Patangte Atate Kat Mazangna Ngam Sese Alobohi.
Just like Daniel prophesied.
Daniel Kamsan Bang Mahihi.
Because every word of the Bible is true.
Ahayam Jila Lanchatu Kamal Tese Kat Amana Hihi.
Alexander wasn't just a great general. He had another distinction.
Alexander says, "Ngarhang pabek domo danghatong amai wangle na karumlahi."
He was a devoted apostle to a new religion called Hellenism.
Amasis Hellenism siya biak na takat apun pa zong ahihi.
Hellenism, yes, there we go. Hellenism exalts the Greek religion and the Greek culture and the Greek philosophy with a plethora of Greek gods.
Hellenistic culture chichang amba Greek day culture kong amate mun kong amate dzei kong ting tiampu akan sakna.
Remember, we're monotheistic. We believe in one God. They believed in hundreds of gods. And even after Alexander was dead, his generals and his people spread Hellenism throughout the land, including Israel. And then another bad actor comes on the stage. And Daniel told us who this would be too.
Daniel 11,
verse 21 calls them an evil person. And that might have been an understatement.
He
is called the little horn. And that's a name used for the Antichrist.
This is an Antichrist to a Sanahi.
His name was Antiochus Epiphanes.
I mean, this is Antiochus Epiphanes.
And he was so vile that the Bible says he's a prototype of the Antichrist.
Amasia Antichrist Lemiar Asunpa Apopahihi.
In Daniel chapter 8, he tells how he's going to stop the worshiping in the temple.
Daniel Lien 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 Nabang Chiem Chile.
He even proclaims himself to be God and sets up a statue in the sanctuary that looks like him. Even his name, Epimenes, means visible God. Let's look at Daniel 8:8-11.
ထိုဂျူလေးเจ้าတွင်တချောင်းထဲကအခြားသောဂျူထက်တချောင်းပေါက်ပြန်၍တောင်မျက်နာတို့၎င်းအရှင်းမျက်နာတို့၎င်းတာယာသောပြည်တို့၎င်းမျက်နာပြု၍အလွန်ကြီးမားခြင်းတို့ရောက်လေ၏။ကောင်းကင်ဘိုးခြေတိုင်အောင်ကြီးမား၍ထိုဘိုးခြေအချို့တို့နှင့်ကျဲအချို့တို့ကိုမြေတို့ချ၍နင်းလေ၏။ထိုမြတ်မကဘိုးခြေသခင်တိုင်အောင်ထောင်လွှားခြင်းကိုပြုလျက်နေ့ရက်အစဉ်ပြုသောဝတ်ကိုပယ်၍
You see, Daniel wrote that this new leader would interrupt the daily sacrifice in the temple. He would afflict the Jewish people and call himself God. And he came out of the great horn of Alexander. And the beautiful land is Israel. And that went to, you can see where it went to Seleucus. So Antiochus came out of the Seleucids.
Seleucids.
They're Syrians.
But they say Syrian te chinahi.
But Daniel hears something else. Daniel prophesies about something else.
Daniel na tudong khatsong kamsan na nila hi.
Next slide, please. This is what Daniel heard. This is Daniel 8:13-14.
Tuwa ka tan shen tu daba yi saka pyo tan go nga cha yi. Tan shen tu daba ka yakin pyo do tu go he yi. Tan shen ya thana ne bo chi.
So Daniel has this vision of these two heavenly beings speaking. And he says, how long till the temple is reconsecrated? Hanukkah means reconsecrated in Hebrew. And the other angel tells him it'll be 2300 evenings and mornings. And that's very specific, and those are the days of
Hanukkah.
It's one of the saddest times in Jewish history. This very vile person, Antiochus Epimenes, was a Syrian tyrant who crowned himself king and named himself the visible God. Now he went by the name Antiochus Epimenes, but we Jews had a different name for him. We called him Antiochus Epimenes, which means mad dog. Now Antiochus said that no one could practice any religion except for Hellenism.
And
And many Jewish people were enticed by this religion of Hellenism.
Jew minam tiam posesia Greek day biakna tokisai amate tuisang mungahi.
They abandoned the religion of their fathers.
Amate apu apate biakna tiam po Jew tenanusai.
And to lure the young Jewish boys in, they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem kosunga amate nakimaina.
It was the center of athletic and intellectual life.
And
the Jewish boys had to cover the mark of their circumcision. Because this was the beginning of the Olympics, and the Olympics, next slide. We're done in the nude. And so Jewish boys had to cover the mark of their circumcision because otherwise the Greeks did not think their bodies perfect and would not let them participate. And soon Antiochus abandoned every practice of the Jews. He would not let them practice anything. Especially circumcision and the Sabbath observance. Righteous Jewish priests were replaced with Hellenized idolatrous priests.
Juminam siate niya a milimbia Greek siate to asato kikoihi.
Mothers who circumcised their kids, their sons, were run through with the sword and killed.
Hunatna azang patang tiampo sese tana tuakhi.
And the priests who did the circumcisions were also killed. The Torah scrolls, the Bible was burned, and they set up sacrifices of unclean animals in the temple.
And
they brought in statues of Jupiter and other Hellenistic gods.
Greek day milim nungon zong biabusung mahong kikoi hi.
In 171 BC, Antiochus violated the Holy of Holies by erecting a pagan altar with a statue of Jupiter.
What BC?
171.
171 BC yok chiang. Tasahun chiang se Jupiter milim seto biabusung biabkyang naong kipan hi.
And they brought unclean animals into the sanctuary and wanted to sacrifice pigs on the altar of God in the Holy of Holies.
Pig.
And Daniel 11:31 says they set up the abomination that causes desolation. Then an officer of the king came to visit the city of Modin and ordered all the Jewish people into the temple. And they brought Mattathias, a righteous priest and highly respected leader in the city. And they said that they wanted him to be the first to obey the king's orders and sacrifice unclean animals. And here's the message the king delivered to Mattathias. When you and your son sacrificed the unclean upon the altar, you and your sons will be numbered among the king's friends. And you'll be enriched with gold and silver. Sounds just like Satan, doesn't it? We'll make you rich and famous. And we know all rich and famous people are happy, right? That's why Hollywood's into drugs and alcohol and sex and everything satanic, because they're so happy with their fame and fortune. But Mattathias answered in a loud voice. He said, though all the Gentiles in the king's realm obey him, so that each one forsakes the religion of their fathers and consents to the king's orders, I and my sons will keep the covenant of our fathers. God forbid we should forsake the covenants. He says, we will not obey the word of the king or depart from our religion in any degree. But as Mattathias finished speaking, an apostate Jew came forward to make unclean sacrifice.
Next
slide. And Mattathias was so angry that when they were trying to sacrifice a pig on the altar, that he stabbed the apostate Jew who was sacrificing it, and also ran the sword through the king's messenger. And then he yelled, for all that are standing with God to join him. And they left everything behind and went into the mountains. And this began the revolt of the Maccabees in and around Jerusalem. Now, Mattathias never got to see the victory because he died before it was over. But he gives his son, next slide, he gives his son a great lament as he's dying. This is from the book of Maccabees, which is not part of our scripture. It's not considered inspired writings, but it is historical. Listen what he says to his sons to encourage them. Therefore, we who are zealous for the law give our lives for the covenant of our fathers. Remember the deeds that our fathers did in their times, and we shall win great glory and an everlasting name. Was Abraham not found faithful during his trial?
Abraham yong chitakna nei hingorziam.
And it was reputed to him as righteousness.
Amazong ama upnesesia mitiga chaptena nga hingorziam.
Joseph, when imprisoned in Egypt, stayed true to the commandments.
Joseph ngorzong Egypt sunga Egypt ta kunga sarotang hi ama yong thumanta ading khathi.
And became a master of Egypt.
Egypt,
And on he goes, talking about the great Jews who have fought and persevered before them.
And
he says, so consider this. From generation to generation, that none who hope in God shall fail in strength. And Antiochus sent wave after wave after wave to defeat the Maccabees. But God is faithful to protect his people, and he's always promised to have a faithful remnant.
Even
today, this is a true headline that was in the Arab papers. Their God changes the path of our rockets in midair. But Syrian tyrant Theron came with many men to try to defeat Judah.
And
they only had a few men with them.
And
his men asked him this. How can we Jews, who are so few, fight such a great army? He says, besides, we're weak from fasting. But here's how Judah answered him in 1
Maccabees 3:17.
Next slide. It is easy for many to be overcome by the sight of a few. In the sight of heaven, there's no difference between deliverance by many or by few. For victory in war does not depend on the size of the army, but on the strength that comes from heaven. Great faith brings great victories. So the Jews, next slide, they gathered by
Mitzpah.
And they prayed and fasted and put on sackcloth. They sprinkled ashes on their heads and tore their clothing. But they brought with them the priestly garments and the first fruits and their tithes.
And
they brought the righteous priest who remained with them and asked God what they should do. Next slide. What should we do with these men? Where should we take them? For your sanctuary has been trampled and profaned. Your priests are in mourning and in humiliation. You know what they plot against us. How shall we be able to resist them unless you help? And they began to blow the shofars and cried out loudly to their God. The Jews were badly outnumbered and poorly equipped for fighting. But under the banner of God, the Maccabees defeated Antiochus. And they said, our God is good and his mercy endures forever. Those of Antiochus' army who were not beating went back and told the king about the Maccabees' victory. It took a whole year for Antiochus to gather another army.
And
60,000 men and 5,000 cavalry.
Tursom luk mehingtele 60,000 men and
5,000 horses, cavalry.
Turga hi sipu khong teng mo teng to ongkele ki hi che.
And they attacked the Maccabees again.
Maccabee ngar simda hong ki pan ki.
The Maccabees only numbered 10,000.
Maccabee te anaisa se tur som ma.
It was almost 7-1 against them.
Ahiang and liang ming khat le ming sali akisim dan khat hi.
But before they went out to fight, they prayed a prayer.
Amate angar sim apai ma pachen tunga thungkat na khat nei.
Blessed are you, O Savior of Israel.
Go to pa hong pia hong kiam tan hong ching tan chi.
Who broke the rush of the mighty one by the hand of your servant David and delivered the camp of the Philistines into the hand of Jonathan, the son of Saul, and his armor bearer.
Philistine kumpite, Philistine galte, kutsumpan David, toina, nasuotak sabang mahong, suotasaktan.
Give this great army into the hands of your people Israel.
He ngarhang tampitak tet Israel ngawar.
Make them ashamed of their cavalry. Strike them with fear and weakness. So that everyone will know there is a God in Israel.
Israel minamte to pachen om khomi chise atara na tuina ngorzona hong patan.
And the Maccabees were again successful. Next slide.
Sabang ma Maccabee ngar se se tabang ma ngorzona hong
neki. He said, now our enemies have been crushed. Let us go up and purify the sanctuary and rededicate Hanukkah it.
Tu ingar tempo izo zo wa ama tang tempo se ngorler zo wa. Hetana I biek bu sung I pai ki ta chen thong na I vor ki ta.
Too far. There you go. The temple had been desecrated and the altar destroyed.
And
they picked blameless priests to retrain them and rededicate the temple.
And
it was on the 25th of Kislev in the year 165 BC.
165 BC, ani ata atija kisonki hi.
And for 8 days they celebrated, next slide. For 8 days they celebrated this rededication called Hanukkah.
Niliet sunga hi pachen biak buk se se ki af ki ga. Tua niliet sunga avot tua poi se to kisai amin se se Hanukkah hi.
And Judah and his brothers declared that this should be a memory every year for 8 days.
He says, "Kum sim chapter na tuina niliet akivot tu poi hita hensina amatena tupiehi."
Because when they found the sanctuary and reclaimed everything,
amatena pachen debu se amuki chenga na atiambu amatena ngakihi.
The very pure oil that was used for the menorah only had enough for 1 day.
And
it would take 8 days to make new oil pure enough for the temple use. But that 1 day's worth of oil lasted for 8 days until they could make the new pure oil. Antiochus started the persecution of the Jewish people in 171 BC.
171 BC laya Juminam temple se tabang ma china thoki.
And it was exactly 2300 evenings and mornings in December of 165 BC that the temple was clean.
A temple kitchen to sakku ki na kum se se January tangko bang ma ani ati cha 161 BC.
The Jewish nation was not destroyed.
Jew ngamhile sangor hi.
And there appeared in night. Slide, please.
Slide.
There you go. And there appeared the glory of God and an angel, and he said, Do not be afraid, for I bring you great joy, great news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord. So how come you guys don't celebrate Hanukkah? I mean, besides you can't pronounce it, but... The story of Hanukkah is only mentioned one time in the Bible. It's in the New Testament. Next slide. John 10:22-23. Jesus was in the portico of Solomon celebrating the festival of dedication.
Festival of dedication to pai su Jerusalem hong pai na khat ve kilang akimuthi hi.
So you should be celebrating it because it's on your side of the Bible. And it's a very important time because I'll tell you why. What happened? If the Jewish people had been wiped out, there'd have been no Messiah born in Bethlehem.
But we
knew the Jews were going to be successful because God said the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem.
Every
syllable of God's word is
true.
Even when it seemed as if God had been silent, he already told us what he was going to do. God said the Babylonian captivity would be 70 years.
Babylon tei hong ukna tisesia kum som sali hi tu china pachena san sahi.
And it lasted 70 years.
Ahima hi som sali yok chang man hi.
God said Hanukkah would be 2300 evenings and mornings.
Hanukkah som se 2300 jing sang ni ta hi tu hi chi.
And it was 2300 evenings and mornings.
Tabang ma apyang hi.
But more importantly, God said that the Messiah will come in
77s.
From the time the wall was rebuilt, Jerusalem was rebuilt, it should be 490 years to the Messiah's appearing, according to Daniel.
Jerusalem kurupi akisak zok jianga kumbangya bangya jiang hong piang tu jise tabangma.
It was exactly 490 years and then the Messiah was born. Next slide. And you can't stop God's word. Because Hanukkah leads to Christmas and Jesus. But think about it. The Greeks, the Romans, Hitler. Next slide, please. Everybody's tried to kill us, from Haman to Hitler to the Romans to Pharaoh.
Pharaoh kum pipa pagipan isunga Haman te hunlai isunga ngarhang te Hitler te pagipan avek pina ko jumanam te si hong ta somi.
You see, because God is true and faithful, there always will be a remnant of His Jewish people.
Ayang pachin siya tuman tutak.
So do you need to reconnect with God, to recommit, to rededicate?
Because
this is the season to do that. You see, Jesus is coming back.
And
if you've been pretending to be a believer in Jesus,
you're
not going to heaven. Don't misunderstand, everyone in this place was born into eternity. Where you spend that eternity depends on your relationship with Jesus. You don't get to heaven because you're a member of a church. You don't get to heaven because your dad's a pastor. You don't get to heaven because you are a pastor. You don't get to heaven because you teach Sunday school. You don't even get to heaven because you put money in that bag every single week. There's only one way to get to heaven. The Bible says the road to heaven is very narrow. And if you're like me, you're going to have to turn sideways and suck in your stomach to get through there. But understand that God says the new covenant in Jeremiah. The new covenant is God writing his word. God writing his law. Just like he took his finger and wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablets for Moses. God says, I will write my law in your mind and in your heart. That's how wide the road to heaven is, 18 inches. You see, I've given you a lot of knowledge. But that's not salvation. Even the demons know, and at least they tremble. The book of Revelation. Jesus says, I am he who searches hearts and minds. He's looking for the word of God written in both places. That's salvation. Knowledge is not salvation. Relationship is salvation. And the Bible says that Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, we're going to hear the sound of the trumpet. And if you haven't got a relationship with Jesus when that trumpet sounds, you do not go to heaven. There is no second chance. When the trumpet sounds, you have decided your fate. What do they call the lake of fire?
Lake of fire, jia mei mei li ji se se bang chi na yam.
The second death. The second death.
Dutiya te jin di ve chi na hi.
But God says it's appointed once unto man to die and then be judged.
Da chan ro bang chi yam jia mei ing kha se se kha ve be ma chi ta theo chan thukat na sok thok tu hi chi hi.
The second death was never meant for humans.
Ni ve chi na ji se se mei ing te tu ki tu hi vet bo hi.
It's meant for the Antichrist and the false prophets.
This is an Antichrist that prophet man ngolte to china hi.
If you don't know Jesus today, today is the day to Hanukkah, rededicate yourself to him. Because when the trumpet sounds, your fate is sealed.
lam le hong ki tum tak chiang na up na se se the zik hong ki khen tu hi.
The church is going to be full of church members after the sound of the trumpet.
Lam le hong ki tum jok chiang bi in se se bi hing ki tam pe ma tu hi hong dim tu hi.
Jesus said in Matthew, go out and make disciples.
Tau pai su na pai wun la nung zui te na suak sak vun chi na thu pia hi.
He never said go out and make believers.
Amana paita vun la thu ummi te na piang sak vun chingor hi.
We have enough make believers in the church.
Bien sunga thu ummi ki tam pe ma hi.
So if you're not sure if at the sound of that trumpet you're going to heaven,
van tung ngam theng tu na to lem le o za tu chi na na ti cha bala a hi le.
Today is the day you come forward.
Tu ni sa sia nang mai na ki ap ki tu ni hi a mai hong pai tan.
And ask Jesus not just into your mind, not just in knowledge, but into your heart, the circumcision of your heart.
To pa isu sa sia na thuak to ni ha pang ma a koi ba hiak la na lung tang sung a koi tu na ki kinging in.
You can't wait until tomorrow. Because there's no guarantee when you leave here you're going to reach your destination. So I need you to close your eyes and bow your heads and pray to the Lord. Lord, do I have a real relationship with you? Am I truly saved or have I been playing church?
Bien sung kong chet a hi hang nang matunga up na le tang matunga kinga na ka nei na jem.
Lord, my desire is that I know you in an intimate personal relationship.
Paong nang mata kisap na aman ka nei no ma. Nang
mata kisap
na aman ta tak ma ka dei hi.
A saving relationship that will guarantee my passage into heaven.
Pantungam thang tu chi up na ta kisuya nang mata kisap na ka nei no hi.
Which means I've submitted to you completely as Lord and Savior. I've allowed you even into the deepest and darkest parts of my heart. So that just like the Jews in Egypt, I'm covered by the blood of God.
Egypt om juminamte nichisanto tatketna napiakbangma.
And on the day of judgment, you will see the blood of Messiah that covers me and pass over me.
And
I will be in heaven eternally with you. Beloved, if that sound scared you even a little bit, you need to come forward today and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. You can fool Pastor, you can fool me, but you can't fool Jesus. Because God looks at the heart, not the outside of a man. Y'all look perfectly clean on the outside, but what's happening with your insides? So today, if you don't know Jesus, please come forward and let me pray with you. Let Pastor pray with you. Look, you can confess anything to me. I don't even speak your language, so I don't even know what you're saying. And I can't tell him because I don't know what you said. So if you need to confess, if you need to reconnect, if you need to rededicate yourself to Jesus, this is the day. Do the musicians come and play quietly as people come forward? I don't know how you do your altar call. But please, if you have anything on your mind that makes you uncomfortable with Jesus today, please come forward and let us pray together. I'm going to turn my microphone off so that nobody hears your prayers.
Anything appear in your mind?